We're pleased to be joined on the Trending 55 hot seat today by the Minister of Indigenous Relations for the Province of Alberta. Rick Wilson joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here.
Well, thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk to you. I really appreciate it. It's always nice to talk to rural Alberta. That's my roots, too.
Well, the main thing we want to talk about today is the province made a big announcement earlier this week involving the Alberta Indigenous Opportunities Corporation, where they've kind of expanded their mandate of sorts. So, what you could tell us a little bit about what's all happening there?
Yeah, well, we had, listening to the Indigenous people and the Métis there, there was a lot of interest in expanding into some other areas. So we thought, what fits in really well is agriculture. So we've expanded into agriculture now. And then another big concern in not only for Indigenous communities but rural communities overall is broadband, and it's really showed itself with COVID, with kids being home from school and not in the rural communities, not being able to have the benefit of like in the big cities where they can go online and do their schooling, and a lot of people work from home now as well. So we want to expand it into broadband as well. So we looked at those areas, and then another one we threw in was transportation, because there's a lot of the Indigenous communities own a lot of equipment and are able to do some transportation projects. So we thought, well, let's add that in as well. So we've just increased our mandate a little bit. Natural resources are still going to be our focus, but it gives the opportunity to move into a few other areas as well.
Now, with how the Indigenous Opportunities Corporation works, how exactly does it help with getting different Indigenous groups around the province that are involved in various projects?
So the AIOC, it's a $1 billion, it's a backstop. It's not an actual grant, but it's a backstop. So like if you're on a First Nation or a reserve, you can't really go to the bank and put it up as your land up as collateral. So this gives you the opportunity to get involved in the major projects by having the backstopping and the power of the province and the crown behind you. And instead of paying the high interest rates, now they can get in on the crown rates, more in that 1.5%, 2%, which makes a lot of projects a lot more viable, because a lot of times they're paying in the high teens for interest rates. So this makes the big projects viable and then gives them the opportunity to become true partners in prosperity with Alberta.
And when we talk about, economic recovery and trying to get to, more jobs out there for people, when it comes to the sort of, Indigenous involvement with some of these things you're looking at here, how will this help in sort of the economic recovery and getting the Indigenous population involved as part of this?
Well, that's what it's all about, is to get that economic recovery going in Alberta, kind of give it that kickstart. And so with the projects we've got out the door now, like the Cascade project up in Edson there, you can see what's happened in that community. It's almost, they tell me it's up to 1,500 jobs created with that project alone. So the community has really benefited, of course, all of the food and hotels, and now people even renting out their basement suites to accommodate all the people that have moved into the community. So when these bigger projects go forward in a community, it can really kickstart their economy and get them moving and get things back moving again after all the slowdowns with COVID and what have you. So it's been we've really seen it benefit a lot of communities when some of these bigger projects come online.
With some of the different sectors now involved in the AIOC, as you mentioned earlier, agriculture, telecommunications, transportation, those kinds of things, what are some things that I guess the province is hoping to kind of see there with a sort of more involvement in those sectors as part of this now?
Well, I'm always meeting with various communities across the province, of course, and some of the things I've heard was possibly getting involved in more of the beef industry, where we've got some communities even up in your neck of the woods there that might look at doing a slaughtering facility. We've got down south, I don't know if you're familiar with the Kainai group down there, they have a huge forage industry going where they grow timothy and they compact it and ship it all over the world. They ship it to Japan for dairy feed, and they ship it to Dubai for racehorses. And so it gives these people an opportunity to expand some of these businesses that create a lot of jobs, not only on reserve, but off as well. So I think it's going to really benefit a lot of communities that, because not everybody is blessed with oil and gas. And like they tell me down south, they don't have oil and gas, but they've got wind and water. So we have to look at all areas. And we've been listening to the people and then seeing in areas what maybe more culturally suits them better, like getting into agriculture. And one other thing I should say is what I've heard a lot about is food security. That's a big issue on a lot of First Nations. So this might give the opportunity to do a big greenhouse operation combined with a cogen or something like that. So I think it's really going to create a lot of opportunities that didn't exist before.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here with the Trending 55 Posse, we always like to throw in a little personal quiz too, kind of show that, hey, these politicians are people too. When it comes to you, Minister, of course, we're in the kind of winter time in Alberta right now that sometimes can have a bit of an effect on different people's activities. What about for you in the winter time? What are kind of some things you do to kind of keep yourself busy when the weather gets cold and snowy and whatnot?
Well, I live right beside Pigeon Lake out there, which is a big fishing lake, so you know, I like to drop a line in and maybe catch the odd fish and put it on the smoker and have a little snack there too. So fishing's a big sport out where I live. So I like going out and do a little fishing once in a while.
Well, certainly let you get on to that. The Minister of Indigenous Relations for the province of Alberta, Rick Wilson, thanks for joining us at the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Well, thanks for your time, sir. Really appreciate it.